The DP, Sammy Wilson, is quitting the Assembly. He's one of the last double jobbers. He had to choose between Stormont and Westminster. He's opted to remain an MP. He's going to leave as an MLA. So what does this decision mean about the DUP and the Assembly? Let's just remind ourselves what Sammy told me in 2013 when I asked him what his choice would be.
Well, it really depend. Obviously, we're politics. If you're in politics to want to change things, then the place where you can have most influence now is at the Assembly, because that's where 95% of the decisions which affect people in Northern Ireland are made. If I thought that in the competition that there will be for a ministerial post, that there was an opportunity to be a minister again, then that would strongly influence my decision. If you're looking at a platform for a backbencher, then Westminster obviously holds far, far more attractions than what the Assembly would.
Oh, well, that's interesting. Liam Clark, political editor of the Belfast Telegraph. Morning to you, Liam.
Good morning, Stephen.
Well, it's just interesting, actually, as I listen back to that clip, that essentially he was saying, look, if he kept his ministerial job, that would be hugely influential in what way he would go. Of course, he didn't. He didn't have it.
He didn't keep it, and I had similar conversations with him, and I think he said that to a few people. That
it was after he'd lost it, so it was, of course, Liam, if he was to get one back, and he didn't.
If he was to get another one. It's obviously you can do more in the Assembly. So, I mean, it would send two messages. Either he's not confident he would get another ministerial post. I think he probably would if he remained in the Assembly, or he's not confident the Assembly is going to continue. That would be the message. I wouldn't say he's sure it's not going to continue, but it's certainly not a vote of confidence in Stormont continuing to be the main show in town.
Unless Peter has told him, you're not getting a ministerial job, mate.
Well, that could be, that could be, but I think probably Peter Robinson would wish to retain him, or to keep the hope alive anyway. And also, I mean, we don't know how long Peter Robinson is going to remain as leader if the Assembly survives. It's not definite. He's had health problems. He's talked about retiring in the past around this time. So, I mean, I don't think you could just base it on what he said.
Well, we always like to speculate about Peter Robinson's leadership, don't we? We usually do it at this time of year, actually, when we say, will he stay, will he go? It's what we usually do around the summer, Liam. And, of course, in Sammy now leaving, not getting that ministerial job, leaving as an MLA, that kind of leaves the whole landscape wide open now for Arlene Foster to take over, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, one of the predictions had been, as you well know, that it might be one leader in the House of Commons and then another leader being First Minister, a bit like Sinn Féin, except they have one leader in the Dáil and then a sub-leader being Deputy First Minister here. That's what could happen. Maybe Sammy Wilson would feel he's also in the running for that. I don't know. I would imagine it's more likely to be Nigel Dodds. Peter Robinson, I mean, this is the first year, at the end of last year, I was predicting that he possibly would go, because I felt that he had a number of legacy items to win back East Belfast, to get the Assembly settled down and, end the crisis that we had coming up to Christmas. Now, he's managed to get the East Belfast back, but the Assembly shows no sign. So it's hard for him to find an opportune moment to go if he was looking for one just at the moment. I mean, he will maybe have to see this through.
Yeah, so do you reckon he will go?
Well, I think he'll go as soon as the situation's clear. That would be my guess if somebody was taking bets on it. But, you
how soon's that, Liam?
Well, I mean, things are going to come to a head in October, aren't they? I imagine they can drag on a bit longer. They always can. But you would think before the next Assembly election anyway.
And is he given any type of hints that he's going? Is there anything behind the scenes?
He has in the past. He said in interviews about this age he might go, and he's talked in interviews about completing a programme, and I suppose keeping Stormont afloat would be that.
I guess the other factor is his health. Obviously, after his heart trouble, we don't know, if that's changed his priorities in life. Sometimes when you get a shock to the system like that, it does.
Well, That's absolutely right. It can change it, and your energy levels can be lower, and it can affect your life expectancy. Now, people with a stent very often recover and have a very good level of activity, so I'm not painting too gloomy of a picture, but I mean, it would be a factor that you have to watch yourself, you have to look after yourself a bit more when you've had an operation like that, and it's a very high-stress job he's in.
Does Arlene want the job?
I don't know. I mean, she accepted it on a temporary basis before, so you would, and most politicians tend to want to be promoted, so I would guess on that basis she probably would.
Would the majority of the party want her to get the job?
She seems to be fairly popular. I mean, it's hard to know till a contest is declared. I mean, it could be that there would be somebody on the right. She would be to the Liberal end of the party. I think she'd be regarded as having come in from the UUP. Could be there'd be somebody from the right would challenge her, or it could be that...
Simon Hamilton's mentioned now and again.
Simon Hamilton does have the look of a leader about him, doesn't he, Stephen? I mean, the argument to be made, he's maybe a bit young yet now, but I mean, he's not that young. It's a good thought. I mean, he's handled the economic brief. He's now in health. He's not creating as much sort of off-screen sound as previous health ministers have. I mean, he's certainly a good performer.
Liam, just while you're with us, seeing the Bell Tell today, representing alliances, an article you've written, means voting for same-sex marriage. Party candidates will be told. Just give us the background to this.
Well, in September, the Alliance Council will vote on a proposal which will say that MLAs in future, candidates to be MLAs, should sign up to supporting same-sex marriage and should do so. Now, they did decide that the party supported it a couple of years back, 2012, I think, from memory, but there was a kind of a don't ask, don't tell sort of attitude there, that if it came to a vote and MLAs didn't vote for it, they wouldn't be disciplined, but they weren't meant to go out and campaign about it. Well, that leeway seems to be gone. And my colleague spoke to Trevor Lunn, who said that he had changed his mind on the issue anyway, and he would vote for it from now on. And I spoke also to him, and I spoke to the other two who hadn't voted for same-sex marriage, Judith Cochrane and Kieran McCarthy. They both told me, well, they weren't going to stand in the next election anyway. They would still vote against it if there was a vote tomorrow, but, you know, perhaps in the future. They were thinking, they both thought they were on a bit of a journey on the issue.
Okay. Nice to talk to you, Liam.
All the best.